Hello and welcome. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver here at UBC. I'm your host, Chrissy P., and this is Radio Pageant. It's a really nice Monday evening, quite balmy, quite warm, and it just so happens that this is the first ever Radio Pageant ever to air. What is Radio Pageant? Really good question. If you were wondering, my buddy Quinn and I were thinking about what kind of show we'd like to hear on the radio. And I guess, okay, so this is a little bit obvious, but the dictionary.com definition of a pageant is that it's an elaborate public spectacle illustrative of the history of a place, institution, or the like, given in a dramatic form or a procession of or colorful floats. So what we're trying to do is pay credit to the amazing acts and artists around Vancouver and the independent artists in all around that maybe don't get the word that they usually do. Another funny thing is it can be translated in Middle English to platform, which is what this show does serve as, a platform for small and independent artists to be recognized and reach a wider audience. So the point of the show is not to make fun of pageants in any way, because I think they're really important and they build self-esteem and they fund young women and girls to get educations if they so want. But this is kind of a reimagining of that situation where our guests aren't in competition with each other and it's just a real celebration of their work and the fact that they're putting themselves out there. Okay, yeah. So we're on the same page now, which is great. You're in for a treat today. The show is Miss Loud Pageant. I'll get into why that is in a little bit, but why don't we listen to some tunes? This is Any Other Way by Jackie Shane to get us started.
Again. And you say that you're my friend, but I know why you're here. She wants to know how I feel. Tell her that I'm happy. Tell her that I'm gay. Tell her I will. Any other way. People have been talking since we've been apart, and when I pass I hear them whisper, there he goes with a broken heart. But when you see my baby, here's what you say. Tell her I wouldn't have it any other way. That's all I got to say, my friend. Now we'd better say goodbye. I think you'd better go right now, or you might see me cry. But when you see my baby, this is what you say. Tell her I wouldn't have it any other way.
Watch your language.
Look, I can't speak without swearing, and I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***ed.
The following programming may contain content that some listeners find offensive. If you are sensitive to foul language or explicit content, please turn your radio the f*** off now.
Garbage truck for two. I'm talking shit about your boyfriend and reeking of booze. I got bed bugs in my bed sheets, lice in my hair. I wanna love you, baby, but that wouldn't be fair, 'cause I'm a trash queen. Trash queen. Trash queen. I know my place on the top of the heap. Smells like me. People throw shit out, but I say treasure for free. Shut up, go to bed, yo, drunk, go to bed. Shut up, yo, drunk, go to bed, yo, drunk. Well, trash queen, trash queen, trash queen. You know my place on the top of the heap. Thank you.
Hello, you are listening to Radio Pageant. I am your host, Christine, and you just heard Any Other Way by the great Jackie Shane, Trash Queen from the Vancouver band Skunt, Final Hello by Hooded Fang, which is off of their latest album, Venus on the Edge. Again, this is Radio Pageant. I'm coming into the studio today on this statutory holiday after an amazing weekend. I went to Pride. There was the annual Dyke March on Saturday, the Pride Parade on Sunday, and today there was a two-spirit queers, trans, intersect, and bisexual people of color Pride March. So there were just all of these awesome things to see or to take part in. And it's really, really inspiring and remarkable to hear these people, at least for me, demanding space for themselves and their voices. That's why I decided to have the Loud Pageant today. I'm playing some raucous music. I will also talk about Girls Rock Camp, the showcase I went to on Saturday, which was similarly inspiring. So next we have the song Truth by a great Vancouver band, Liège, off of their Truth or Consequences LP that's coming out August 12th. They are having a release party with Crumb and Dumb. I would like to believe they didn't just choose the names because they're the bands because their names rhymed, but maybe that is the case. No, those bands are great. And that's on the 11th. But they're putting their LP out on Monifest Records. And this, again, is the song Truth.
We'll be right back.
for over 30 years, thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
Join us for the launch of Art Talking Women on Friday, June 10th at 7:30 at Vivo Media Arts Center. Vivo and Cinevolution bring you a series of intimate interviews based on the artistic process and thoughts on community plus technology. Art Talking Women showcases Canadian female artists to the world. The 13-episode series airs every Friday at noon on Vimeo, iTunes, Vivo's website, as well as Cinevolution's website.
Thank you.
This is Radio Pageant. I'm Christine. This is CITR 101.9, broadcasting live from the unceded Musqueam Territory here at UBC. I just played a song called Real Estate by the band The Dories, or probably just Dories from Montreal, off of their newest Outside Observer. I've been really enjoying this album. It's out on Craft Singles right now. Some great, pop. I love pop. And before that, you heard the band Sheer, and that was their latest single, Rooms. They're coming out with an album quite soon, but that was released in July. And before that was a song called Truth by Lie off of their upcoming album. They're having a party for that, well, a show at Redgate on the 11th. So go catch that. And next up, we're gonna play, what are we gonna play? We're gonna play some post-punk. I've been really getting into this band. They're out of Baltimore. This is the song High. Hello, you are listening to CITR 101.9. This is Radio Pageant. I just had a friend walk in the studio. Do you want to introduce yourself? Who, where? Oh, sorry, I did not turn his mic on.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm good.
It's me, Jonathan. I've queued up Wednesdays, 3 to 4 p.m.
Yes, a very special guest. He just came from the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Which beach?
Wreck Beach.
Beautiful.
Yes.
But I invited him in here because we shared moments this weekend at the Girls Rock Camp Showcase.
Mm-hmm. I think anyone who was there definitely shared in the moment and the triumphs and the sort of incredible groups and bands of campers that were prepared at the showcase to show off their week's worth of playing together and experimenting. And, you know, they're each band had a song, and I'd say they all did really well, you know?
Oh, yeah. They kicked butt.
Did you mention Girls Rock Camp earlier?
I haven't yet introed it. Mm-hmm. So if you don't know yet, Girls Rock Camp Vancouver is an annual, or they're trying to be annual. They didn't quite make enough money last year to put it on, but they just run for one week. It's all volunteer run, and from 9 to 4, girls come, and on the first day, they form bands, and at the end of the week on Saturday, they have a showcase where they perform the one song that they've written throughout the week.
Mm-hmm.
It's oftentimes a lot of people that haven't picked up their instrument before and are really just learning these things for the first time.
But they all make it work, like, regardless of individual skill level, like, everyone has an important role to play. And, yeah, it all works.
Definitely. Definitely. Well, so I think my favorite moment, and because this is the Loud Pageant, this is why it was, but was when, so before the bands were about to play in the transition time, it was always like a little awkward because they were having to figure out.
This is unfair because I was going to say the before time was my favorite moment.
Okay, well, I have a specific moment from in the before moment. So
just the grouping of before moments.
But there was the one time, one band that was going to play, and this girl was on the keys, and she was, like, maybe one of the youngest campers there.
Yes. She was precocious, for sure.
Yeah, she was pretty loud.
Yeah.
And, like, while the, what do you call that, host of
the
show?
Yeah, the host of the show.
Was telling jokes and biding time, the girl was in the background, like, just playing the keys behind her and kind of, like,
they were very skronky keys, too, like, yeah, like, very, very synthetic. So, yeah.
I really liked that part.
It was delightful.
And she kept prompting jokes. Like, she knew which jokes she wanted the host to tell also. Yeah. What was your favorite moment, John? You don't get
my
that
favorite
one.
Moment? Well, I had a grilled cheese, a veggie grilled cheese at the Rio. Came with pesto, mayo, and arugula, and it was delicious. My second favorite moment, I don't know. It was really just the performances, and especially the ones with spoken word, which are very powerful and personal. And again, it's like, you know, I can't say why which person got which role for whatever reason, but, you know, everyone had their strengths really emphasized. And I think I saw there was something very cool, which was people who are not maybe regularly coming from an instrumental tradition or a singing tradition being able to contribute in really cool ways by presenting their own spoken word. This is the campers who had various roles with spoken word, with singing their poetry or performing in some sense. It was, everyone had, again, a role to play, and it, all the bands, you know, were weird or creative or crazy, and, like, they all executed it excellently, like, very well. If it was a pageant, everyone would win. Not, like, one of mm-hmm. those awful child pageants.
Right. No, there's no competition in this pageant, and there's no competition in Girls Rock Camp.
Although the last band was definitely the best. but definitely, like,
CBC Radio material-wise,
they have been practicing for the longest, so they did end with quite a bang. But this is also my personal journalistic editorialism, so if you want more hot takes, please tune in to CITR 101.9 FM, 3 to 4 p.m. on Wednesdays. I'm actually not doing my show this week, so
Why not?
I've got to be in a meeting. And I've got to go now too, Christine.
Okay. Well, thank you for talking with me, John. Next up, I am going to play a song by Hazy, which is called Cut Dead. Thank you, John.
What can I do?
Teo Dezar wasn't going to be playing in this game.
Growing sport, and to do it on a university campus with an educational message behind it.
They'll be facing off against all the big teams from all the other conferences and the nationals.
Want to be a CITR sports broadcaster? Looking for a cool way to get involved in UBC sports? Then email sports101@citr.ca. Or come by our station in the Nest to find out more. See you soon.
This is Femme Concept.
Femme Concept.
Femme Concept.
You are listening to Femme Concept
with your hosts Eleanor
and Erica.
Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. on CITR.
On CITR Radio 101.9. We play 100% FemCon.
100%.
It's a lot of FemCon.
It's a lot of FemCon. And you know what? Stick it to the man.
Wait, wait, wait. But time is now, darling, and I.
Was Wait, Wait by the band Lantern out of Philly off their latest Black Highways and Green Garden Roads. Really great album. The songs I say traverse between genres. Like, that is not at all what some of the other songs sound like. And before that, I was playing Hazy. The song was Cut Dead off of her latest Virgo Ox, a really outstanding shoegazy experimental album out of Vancouver, just released recently. She's the frontwoman for Late Spring as well. And yeah, next up is the highlight of the show. It's not a competition. I think I said that like a bajillion times, but this is by The Submissives, who perform as a 6-person act, but in reality, or when they're recorded, they are just by one woman named Deb. What's her last name? I'm trying to find. Deb Edison, who plays all the parts. She has been in a number of other projects, but this, she says, The Submissives is just like submitting to the pop music that she likes and trying to get it all out of her system. She finds, this is a direct quote, she says, "I feel like it's finally time to play directly to men and boys because I feel like that's what's always been expected of me, or why people think I'm doing what I'm doing. So it's important to me to speak directly to all boys. It's for them, no one else. It's time to just let them have it. I want to drain myself of all these love songs about every single boy and all those experiences." So this is the song Forces, and it's off of their upcoming album, Do You Really Love Me, on Fixture Records, which is a really awesome record label. They also have Brave Radar, Moss Lime, a number of other faves of mine. Again, Forces by The Submissives.
Thank you. Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke you every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or fuck with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
Well-known pimp, narcotics king, big-time racketeer, back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue.